Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel spent 2 days in a federal court in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, against the buffer zone that the city ultimately enacted. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the city of Harrisburg used an ordinance that was presented to the city officials by none other than, you guessed it, Planned Parenthood. Mm. Planned Parenthood has an abortion clinic, and they didn't like the pro-lifers out front giving information of life-changing, life-giving alternatives to these women accessing the abortion clinic. So they came up with an ordinance, a buffer zone, gave it to the city of Harrisburg then adopted it. We filed suit. The judge ultimately ruled against us. We appealed that case to the Federal Court of Appeals. The Federal Court of Appeals sided with us, said that the judge just overlooked the significant First Amendment issues there, sent the case back down to trial, and now we've gone through a 2-day trial, continuing our move against this buffer zone. This is unconstitutional, Matt, because the pro-life sidewalk counselors, sometimes under this buffer zone, are 50 to more than 70 feet away from anyone accessing the clinic. They can't get on the public sidewalk around the abortion clinic, and therefore they can't give them literature, and you can't give normal, peaceful conversation to these individuals accessing the clinic. That's unconstitutional.
So the Court of Appeals sent it back down to the lower court. What are their instructions now to do with this? The Court of Appeals sided with Liberty Counsel. Originally, the lower court went against Liberty Counsel. So now it's in the lower court's court again, if you will. The ball's in their court. What happens from here?
Well, the Federal Court of Appeals ruled that once we raised the First Amendment restriction and implication here, which was clear, that the city had the burden to show that it had done everything in its power to restrict the speech at the least amount necessary to ultimately achieve its interest. In other words, that they had done everything possible, had done different kinds of steps to accomplish its purpose without restricting speech, rather than go directly to the speech restrictive buffer zone. And of course, the city never did any of that because the city ultimately just got the ordinance from Planned Parenthood. They never took any preliminary steps to address the issue. They just went from 0 to 100 in basically one ordinance that was presented to them, written by the Planned Parenthood advocates. So the lower court judge said, well, the city doesn't have to show that it did anything. And that was contrary to the Federal Court of Appeals and contrary to the United States Supreme Court decision on buffer zones. The Federal Court of Appeals said, no, the judge is wrong. The burden is on the city, which means that it's a heavy burden. They have to overcome this burden. They have to show that they have done everything else, that there's no other possibility that is available but to move these people that far away. And they just have no evidence of that. So that's the issue. It's clearly a free speech issue. And when you move people 50 to 70 feet away, that basically shuts down any opportunity to communicate.
And that's exactly what the Planned Parenthood wants. I mean, they're doing everything they can to fight, to continue to kill babies and make profit off of it.
No question. And you know, Planned Parenthood, around the Halloween time this year, they actually sent out some tweets, Holly. Again, talk about fake news. They have the black community, the Planned Parenthood
Black community.
PPBC, I guess it is. Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood Black Community. And they send out these fake tweets. And they did one of these right around Halloween. It really shows how bankrupt they are. Tell us what it says.
Yeah, the tweet said, if you're a black woman in America, it's statistically safer to have an abortion than to carry a pregnancy to term or give birth. And when you think about the irony of that, guys, I mean, you know, Margaret Sanger started this whole operation to eliminate Black Americans in the first place. So, of course, they're targeting this particular audience. They're putting these abortion centers in these inner city areas to target Black Americans to get rid of that race.
That's why they ultimately put these clinics before abortion was even permitted. They put these contraception birth control clinics and then abortion clinics in the Black communities. Why? Because she was a social, she was a Darwinianist, and she wanted to ultimately eliminate certain races that were not beneficial to what she believed of the evolution of the human race to a higher level. And so Blacks were not on that list. In fact, that's why she wanted to eliminate them and move these clinics in these Black neighborhoods. So she is a racist eugenicist from the very get-go, and Planned Parenthood is still doing the same thing. They haven't gone away from that because now they're putting these abortion clinics, like the largest one in the country in Houston, is right in a minority neighborhood. Black on one side, brown on the other side, Hispanic on one side, African American on the other side. It's basically they're all mixed together in that particular area. And now they say it's safer for Black women to have an abortion than to carry your baby to term. That's absolutely offensive and outrageous.
Matt, Margaret Sanger was known to speak at KKK rallies, as you know. She said, quote, "We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population." And then you juxtapose that with the tweet, Holly. What's that tweet again that Planned Parenthood put out?
Is it, if you're a Black woman in America, it's statistically safer to have an abortion than to carry a pregnancy to term or give birth.
It's like the spirit of Margaret Sanger is alive and
Absolutely.
Well at Planned Parenthood. You juxtapose that with her initial agenda and the founding agenda of Planned Parenthood to, quote, exterminate the Negro population, at least in part, what they intended to do. And they're encouraging Black women, saying it's safer for you to come in and kill your baby than to have your baby.
Right. And there's even this doctor of gynecology in New York at Columbia University that says, we won't tell people don't have a baby because it's safer to have an abortion. That's ridiculous. And that's what they're doing. They're marketing to Black women saying, have an abortion. It's much safer for you, i.e.
so
we want to make money off your baby.
They have this Planned Parenthood Black Community fake Twitter handle.
Absolutely.
And fake news, pretending that this is the Black community speaking to the Black community to kill your children because it's safer for you to do that. That is pure and simple racist genocide that goes right back to the very founding of Planned Parenthood. And so in this case here in Harrisburg, that's why they presented this buffer zone to the city. And there were some bankrupt people on the Harrisburg Council that ultimately just took it lock, stock, and barrel, passed it so that these pro-life people like Becky Bitter and Colleen Riley, who we represent, these women who give up their time, who want to go out there and give a life-saving, gospel, life-changing message to these women and provide them with some literature showing that there's alternatives to abortion. You can choose life, and here's resources to help you. They don't want that message because they know if these women receive that message, Matt, they will change their mind.
And to be clear here, these women are not on Planned Parenthood property doing this.
Right.
This is
public property.
This is public property. They're saying, Planned Parenthood is saying, we don't want you on public property. We want you as far away as possible from the Planned Parenthood facility. So it has nothing to do with private property or Planned Parenthood's property or property rights or anything. It is a clear violation of the First Amendment that the Supreme Court has already ruled on, yet they keep trying it over and over again.
Well, continue to pray for this case. It's Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And if you know of other buffer zone cases or other restrictions on pro-life sidewalk counselors, give us a call at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776. We have a number of pro-life cases going on right now. This one's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Pray that we ultimately win this case. We will down the road, but the quicker the better. Every day that these pro-life counselors can't get within the reach of being able to hand out a piece of literature is a day that you can never get back. And this is life and death, friends. This is not just I can't speak today and I can't ever regain that. This is life or death. The words that they're giving are life-giving words. And if they can't give those words, people will die. These children will ultimately lose their lives. Mothers will have their lives ruined and wrecked by this abortion procedure. Stand with us as we continue to stand here and other places around the country. Go to lc.org, pray for Liberty Counsel. Remember Liberty Counsel with your prayers and your regular financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.